From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire. Reading Strip for Murder by Richard S. Prather. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. This was a party that Choli Knickerbocker in tomorrow's Los Angeles Examiner would describe as a gathering of the smart set. And if this was the smart set, I was glad I belonged to the stupid set. Not many of the 50 or so guests here, none of them, I hoped, could know that I was a private detective named Shell Scott, but few of them could have avoided the impression that I might have sneaked in here by mistake. I was the only one not in a dinner jacket, and there were even some diplomat-type characters wearing tails. And here I was in brown slacks and a tweed jacket over a sports shirt called, according to the salesman, Hot Hula. At least there was no wild Balinese babes doing things on the shirt. It was just colorful. Anyway, this was a warm summer evening, the last day in June, and even if I had known I was to crash the 400 tonight, I wouldn't have had time to change clothes. Less than a half an hour earlier, a Mrs. Redstone, the gal who was tossing the ball, had phoned me and said that she needed the service of a private investigator and none other than Captain Phil Sampson of Los Angeles Homicide had recommended me. Sam is my best friend, male friend, in town, so I told Mrs. Redstone that I would buzz right out to her home in the Wilshire District. She would recognize me, she had said, from Sampson's description. That was really all I knew. Until Mrs. Redstone latched on to me and made further explanations, I was merely to mingle unobtrusively with the guests. That was going to be loads of fun. It was also going to be impossible.